The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
On the evening of that first day of the week, when the doors were locked where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in their midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. Whose sins you forgive are forgiven them, and whose sins you retain are retained." Thomas, called Didymus, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples said to him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands and put my finger into the nail marks and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." Now a week later, his disciples were again inside, and Thomas was with them. Jesus came, although the doors were locked, and stood in their midst and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands, and bring your hand and put it into my side, and do not be unbelieving, but believe." Jesus answered and said to him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus then said to him, "Have you come to believe because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and have believed." Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples that are not written in this book, but these are written that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that through this belief you may have life in his name. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Jesus breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit, whose sins you forgive are forgiven them, and whose sins you retain are retained." Jesus empowered his first disciples to go to the world and to convert the world. We are commissioned by the Lord to go and convert the world. Sometimes it seems so bleak, especially on a snowy day, when we go out and the world does not seem to be rejoicing at the good news of Jesus Christ risen from the dead. Many people are very preoccupied with many, many things in their lives. But, you know, we really have to stop frequently and think about the big picture that the Lord will show us in the resurrection of Jesus from the dead. The end of this gospel is so absolutely beautiful. "These things are written that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that through this belief you may have life in his name." We're not talking about our biological existence here. We're talking about our life in eternity, our life with God forever, our life that he gives us. We do not choose to be born. We do not choose to die. We live in his divine providence. We may have tough lives. We may have horrible lives. We may have suffering lives. We may have great lives, but all is a gift. All is a gift from the Father who loves the world so much that he gave his Son to die on the cross so that he might give us eternal life. We could just wander aimlessly through life with no aim other than to please ourselves and be happy. Jesus says, "Come, take up my cross daily and follow me." And so we've come through Lent, we've come through Good Friday, and we are at this wonderful feast of Easter, this eighth day of Easter, that we celebrate with the same joy all this week. And we celebrate it for 50 days. We celebrate Easter as the crown of the feasts of the year in the church. we rejoice. We come to know Jesus. We believe in him and we trust in him. The apostle St. John says, "Everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ is begotten by God, and everyone who loves the Father loves also the one begotten by him." Jesus is the only begotten Son of God. We trust in him. And John tells us that we then are begotten by God. We are begotten by God as his children in the sacrament of baptism. When we were baptized as little babies or as adults, we entered into the divine life in a real substantial way. God marked us with the sign of the cross, the sign of the crucified, so that we would be his forever. In this way, we know that we love the children of God when we love God and obey his commandments. He gives us responsibilities in life. He gives us responsibilities to obey his commandments. To obey his commandments. And I'll say it once more. To obey his commandments. He doesn't just say, go and do whatever you want and be happy. He says, obey my commandments. For the love of God is this, that we keep his commandments. And his commandments are not burdensome. For whoever is begotten of God conquers the world. That's an interesting phrase too. Everyone who is begotten of God conquers the world. We may be in the world, but we are no longer of the world. We are in the world, but not of the world. The world may tell us all sorts of things. We may watch the news. We may watch programs. We may watch all sorts of things that will pull us this way or that way, this way, back there, all over the place. And you'll hear people saying, well, you know, what's true for you might not be true for me. What's good for you might not be good for me. Who's to say what truth is? Who's to say what goodness is? We know what goodness is. Goodness is Jesus Christ dying and rising. That is goodness. That shows God. Goodness is that quality that is in God. God is good. God is truth. God is beautiful. God is holy. Who indeed is the victor over the world but the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? This is the one who came through water and blood, Jesus Christ, not by water alone, but by water and blood. The washing of regeneration in the Jordan River purified water forever so that we could baptize. But that was not enough. The blood of Jesus on the cross, the blood of Jesus in the most blessed sacrament, the blood of Jesus washing away our sins. That is what the Spirit testifies to, and the Spirit is truth. We know the truth because Jesus Christ himself is the truth. He is the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. Thomas gets a bad rap in the gospel today, because the disciples are all there and they're all excited because they've seen the risen Lord. He's come through even into a locked room. A locked room. We sometimes have a locked room. Sometimes we are in a place that other people do not know and do not understand. We have that locked room in our heart. And the Lord enters every locked room. He will come if you invite him. He stands at the door and knocks. We have to open our hearts to him. And that's what we do with Thomas, who then says, when he sees the Lord, my Lord and my God. We have to affirm by our lives, by the good deeds we do, by the things we say, by being good Catholics each and every day, that the Lord has come into that locked door and we've opened the door. We have opened it to his grace. We have opened it to his love. We have opened it to his mercy. Thanks be to God for all that the Lord has done for us in his death and resurrection. May we always celebrate this holy sacrifice of the Mass with love and devotion, carrying Jesus in our hearts to all who believe and to those who do not. You believe in me, Thomas, because you have seen me, says the Lord. Blessed are those who have not seen me, but still believe. Let us now stand and profess our faith.